Alex?
So, you know, a lot of the path is non-identification. Mm-hmm. What is the right point to drop or to sort of ignore that, like, desire to identify with the Buddhist identity?
Well, I think one of the things is you always have to pay attention to suffering. That's the aspect of because we can use identity skillfully, just say in the way that I was just talking about. You know, we can use that skillfully, I think it's helpful for people to sort of show, yeah, there is a way of being that's actually associated with something. It's not some nebulous thing out in the cosmos somewhere. You know, it's, well, this is actually real. So that's something that can be very helpful and fruitful and beneficial. So it's around the sense of suffering. But then either we can hold ourselves to such an ideal that we just make ourselves miserable and completely unrealistic, which we're, especially in America, people are great at. or we can just, hold to an identity that is just a pain in the butt wherever you go. So we're tuning into that suffering, and that sense of suffering, dissonance, discontent, dis-ease, and sense. Okay, we have to have our antenna out to sort of see what am I feeling and what's happening around me, if we're using, because we have to model somehow. You know, we're using models all the time anyway. And do we take a Buddhist model, from wherever we get it, or do we take some kind of model of how a human being is from some television show, we may or may not be a decent model of good human beings. But, is a sense of, because people are picking up. That's what we pick up. We're absorbing this all the time. Cultural models, cultural emulating. So that becoming more conscious of how we're using it and what we're relying on for our modeling. So then we can. So we're using identity in a conscious, skillful way as best we can.
It sort of seems like, and then using it, as just you're saying, using it for a purpose, and then also realizing that it's not something to.
Forever
identity.
And I think of one of the things that comes to mind is Ajahn Chah saying, in terms of say Buddhist identity, was he the warm, wise grandfather? Was he the ferocious taskmaster? Was he the engaging storyteller? Was he the irritating disciplinarian? Well, he was all of those and more. And those are identities he'd pick up. But you'd also see him just drop them. He wouldn't carry it around. So those are aspects of our human expression that way we learn how to rely on and just and that's where that recognize, you know, okay, how do we decide? What are we using as a standard? And so that the Buddha is always pointing to what is it that increases happiness and well-being and decreases suffering? What is it that increases wholesome qualities and decreases the unwholesome qualities? Those are the things that we want to be directing how we direct our attention in order to develop and utilize the practice and utilize the tools of being a Buddhist.